Time to continue our season countdown series, and this time we are going to talk all things Grovedale. Finished ninth in 2019 with a 5-13 record, one of three clubs to finish on that mark, and they've got a change of coach, Simon Riddoch, out after a couple of seasons, taking a step away, but a man replacing him, very familiar with how it all works up at Burdoo Reserve, in Daniel Fraser, has been good enough to join us. Daniel, good to see you. Congratulations on the appointment. How's first pre-season been?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. It's been really good. I've been really happy with the guys pre-season. The work rate's been fantastic. Numbers have been really good. The buy-in from the players with things we're changing at the footy club has been really good. I can't question with the way the boys have been going at the moment. I'm really happy.
Well, a lot of local football people will go, who's Daniel Fraser? Who is Daniel Fraser? What's the footy background?
Obviously assistant to Simon last year at Grovedale. Prior to that, I spent 4 years at the Werribee Footy Club coaching the Development League before that went into demise. Prior to that, Point Cook. And then obviously a few clubs around the western region, so Hoppers Crossing, Sunshine, so yeah, mainly a western suburbs area background, but working in Geelong and sort of found my way out to the Geelong Footy League.
Yep. Did you play? Whereabouts did you play?
Werribee Districts was my main club.
When they were in the Ammos or Western region?
In the Ammos, so yep. Yeah, when they were in the Ammos, so that'd be my my main club. So no superstar, just a battler, but yeah, I did play a little bit.
But making something of a coaching?
Try and have a go at it, yeah.
Absolutely. So does it make it easy? And I know you and I spoke probably back, I think we had dinner together back in September, and you said you thought it would make it easier being already in the Grovedale system. Has it been that easier transition because you've had that time at the club?
Absolutely. I think I made the comment at the time, I know who's who in the zoo. So yep. I knew the workings of the footy director, the committee. I knew where the players are at. I was able to go through that, and I didn't have to come into a club and meet all those people and work out who I wanted, who I didn't want, what roles I needed to change. So I actually felt I was 6 months in advance once I actually got underway. So that six or 12 months I've spent at Grovedale last year have been invaluable as far as being ahead of the curve this year.
There's something to be said about a handover at a local footy club in some ways, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it wasn't an easy time, but it's worked out pretty well, and I think things are going really well.
What's been the focus of pre-season? Is there something that you identified last year watching it up close? You go, I reckon I can tweak this, and we'll see improvement.
Yeah, the main one that we've really worked on is the culture and standards around the footy club. So, as I said to the guys, look, you're GFL players, and you're in a GFL competition, but are you doing anything extra to be a good GFL player? You know, are you doing stuff away from training? Are you doing the bare minimum? Because if you do the bare minimum, you get minimum results. Yeah. So we had a lot of long chats, and I had an exit interview with every player at the end of the year, and some fairly sturdy home truths were told to quite a few of the boys. And to their credit, they've responded to that. Like, they could have taken the easy road and disappeared, but full credit to them that they actually knuckled down and said, no, let's put the work in and have a bit of success. So culture and standards has been a really big push for myself, and they've embraced it, and you can see changes starting to happen now where they're starting to make each other a bit more accountable for what we want to happen around our football club.
So is that being player driven, just not by you and the coaching staff, but the players have bought into that?
Yeah, no, the players they've started actually run it a little bit now. So look, it's a work in progress. We're a really young list. I think we've got an average age of 20 and a half or 21. So it's a super young list. So a lot of them have just turned up, played footy, and their abilities got them through. But now they're at that age where they say, well, hang on, I'm a little bit short here. What do I need extra-wise to be a better player? So I'm actually starting to see them demand a bit extra of themselves and other players in the group.
Yep. You talk about knowing who's who in the zoo. The zoo hasn't changed too much. Just looking at your outs, Ethan Pedderwood's gone home to Tassie.
Yep.
Tom Hornsey, probably at that age where, 30 now, some players are looking to step back. He had another crack at GFL after his college punting. He's gone out to Motawarri. Hudson Garoni's probably the one you're disappointed to lose, although he might see a bit of time at Werribee. It might not impact necessarily.
Yeah, look, just really disappointed to lose Hudson. In saying that, we wish him all the best. He goes with our best wishes. Obviously, it was a bit of a... We probably didn't see it coming. But look, he goes to St Mary's as a six-point player, so that's a challenge in itself for St Mary's. It would have been a two-point player for us. So, we were probably yeah, we're really disappointed. It's probably the best way. But we wish him the best, and I hope he makes it at Werribee. He's a lovely young fella, and I hope he gets a crack at Werribee over the next couple of years.
Had some ankle issues last year, didn't he?
He did, yeah. So I think there's been an operation at the end of the year, and hopefully he's got that in order. And I really hope he does well at Werribee.
Well, let's talk about your ins, though. Kyle Brooks comes back from Winchelsea. I know Brendan Forsman, who obviously been tied up at Grovedale coaching Winch for a number of years now, is a huge rap for Kyle and what he can do. And I suppose he's probably getting to that age where, as a big bloke, he's just about ready to hit the sweet spot.
He's a big unit. Like when he strolled in, I met him for the first time. He's a big boy, trained really well. I think he's got the flexibility to play at both ends of the ground for us. Comes back to a one pointer to us, which, as everyone would know in local footy, they're gold to you now. So we're really looking forward to him. He's had a great pre-season, and obviously in that next phase over the next few weeks with practice matches, see if we can transfer a bit of form from the track into the matches. But really, really like the look of Kyle so far.
Yeah, a couple other returnees. Tom Ford after a bit of time away, and Lockie Smith obviously been working on his game down at the Falcons.
Yeah, so Lockie's in the VFL program at the moment, trying to make the list there. So really looking forward to getting him back at Grovedale around his Geelong commitments. And Tom Ford has had a couple of years off with work, but he's been a key defender in a under-18, I think it was an all-star team or something like that, obviously prior to my days in the GFL, but there was an under-18 team named. He was in that. Been training really well, good size, like the look of him, and I expect him to play a bit of senior football this year.
The out-of-towners, Brady Morton was, I think, pre-Christmas announced from Albury, comes from probably the strongest Ovens and Murray club. You get Darby Henderson from Echuca, who are no slouches in the Goulburn Valley League, but a name that rolls off the tongue nicely is Tom Edwards Baldwin from Subiaco, who will be aligned to Williamstown.
That's correct, yeah. So Darby and Tom will both be Williamstown listed players next year. Or this year now, sorry. Yep. So Tom comes to us as a 6'1" small forward, which is, you know, pretty big by small forward standards. So, but look, he's watched some footage of him. Tackling machine, knows how to find the sticks, very, very quick. Look, I'll be honest here, we're not really probably going to see a lot of time, I wouldn't have thought. But, you know, if he does play a few games for us, I'm tipping he's going to be a handful. But, yeah, just a really good kid. So, really happy to have him on board. Darby comes to us as an inside mid. Has played 6 or 7 games the last 2 years at Williamstown. Got some really good form at Bendigo Pioneers. I think there's a best and fairest and a runner up there. Finds his own footy. Nice, tough little unit. I think he's going to fit in well with a Cassidy Parrish and a Nathan Deans. It's going to give us a really good set of three in there. Yep. And obviously, he'll hopefully get a few games at Williamstown during the year too. And the other one is Brady Morton from Albury. So he comes in as a key defender. Ripping guy off the field. You won't meet a better guy. So not only have we picked up a good footballer, we've picked up a ripping individual who's come into our footy club. And look, I'm seeing enough that he can maybe pinch hit forward for us. So he's been training really well, fitted in well with the guys. So really looking forward to the games with Brady. But he might be a little bit of a smoky that could play both ends for us. So
So Brady's got no alignment with VFL at all? So
he's just purely a Grovedale player.
Okay, fantastic. Great pickup for you guys. I just want to talk to you about some of your youngsters. You obviously had the rising star last year in young Simmons, but you've had, like you mentioned, Parrish, but also Mitch Schaefer, guys like that. How much better are they going to be for the GFL footy that they played last year?
Yeah, so look, the way I've sort of looked at it with that young group that are coming through that have got a huge amount of upside is they're now playing 20, 30 games of GFL senior footy. So their next 30 games will basically, I believe, have them ready to be really good players in our competition. They're all 20, 21 years of age, another 20 games, and then I reckon we're hitting a little bit of a spot where those guys are going to be, hopefully, playing some really good footy, and we're going to have a really good group of them. So Jack knows how to find the goals. He's only played 10 games of senior GFL footy, so the upside for Jack over the next 2 years is going to be absolutely huge. Cassidy, like not many clubs ever, 6'3" midfielder that accumulates the footy like he does. And then Schaefer, just his running capacity, and he's just got a real bit of X factor about him. But there's probably guys there that slip under the radar, like Brady Camp. He's a really solid key defender who's only 20 years of age, so probably doesn't get the accolades that a couple of the other guys have got, but really reliable. He's going to come into his prime over the next couple of years as well, and he's born and bred Grovedale, and they're the sort of guys you want your footy club.
Yep. You mentioned Lockie Smith coming back from the Falcons. Will you have a few down there this year?
I believe we've started with 12 down there, and we're sitting on about 10 still in the program. at the moment. Okay. So hopefully 10 make it. Yeah. But depending on how many come back, will obviously impact on our Colts. But there's about 10 down there still currently.
Are you open to playing some of those guys at senior level?
Absolutely. If they're good enough physically and they're mentally ready to play, I'm more than keen to play them through the seniors. Obviously, I'll have a chat with Mick Turner and touch base with what he sort of thinks of where they're at. But if they're good enough and they want to play senior footy, I'm more than keen to put them in.
Yep. How long a project is this for you?
Oh, look, it's a three-year. I've come to the club for 3 years, so it's a three-year program. Yep. So we're not under any illusions of where we're at as a footy club, but for me it's a three-year plan.
Yep. What's the hope at the end of that 3 years? Is that to be back playing finals?
Absolutely.
Yep.
In the thick of it, amongst the finals, stable list, a lot of young kids that will be in that 22 to 23 area. I'm hoping that there's going to be a few of those under-17 kids from that premiership side last year in the under-17 premiership. I'm hoping there's four or five of them running around our senior side in 3 years' time. So, you know, I think we've got, if we can get some quality recruiting, which I think we've done this year, we've maintained the bulk of our list, and we've got a bit of pressure coming from that group from last year. I think we're in a bit of a sweet spot in a few years' time.
All right, let's have a look at your first month of the season. Bell Park, North Shore, Lara, Geelong West. You'd want to be 2-2 at bare minimum out of that.
Absolutely. Not 100%.
Yep. And if you're 3-1, great, and if you're 4-0, fantastic.
We're flying, yeah.
But you would look at that and you'd go, well, obviously North Shore and Lara finished below you last year. West is on a similar platform. And Bell Park, well, I think Bell Park, you've probably seen what their additions, they're probably going to be an improver this year. But a nice challenge first up to see where you're at against a side that have added what they have added.
Definitely. I think it's fairly common knowledge in the comp at the moment. You've got a top 7 and a bottom 5. That's the way I sort of see it. So we're looking to take some, obviously finish at the top of that bottom 5, and then obviously try and make some in-ground into that 7. So Bell Park are in that area. So, yeah, it's good. We're going to find out exactly where we are and where we sit in the big picture at the end of round one.
The days of the 100 goal kicker are gone, but you guys struggled to find goals last year. Jack Simmons was your leading goal kicker, I think 22 from 13 games. Garone, 20 from 9. Just looking at your scores, against Lara and North Shore, you topped the ton when you played them. Your next highest score was 88 against St Albans, but other than that, you didn't kick above 70 points, and that's got to be the bare minimum to win games of footy in the GFL.
Yeah, so we've got to find some other avenues to goal. So we've done a lot of work on our ball use, the way we take the ball inside our forward 50, so we made some little subtle changes there. I just probably thought last year we probably butchered the ball a bit going into that final, into that forward 50. Yep. The money kick always seemed to be off, or we were kicking it to a Cam Delaney who was a 3v1 and they dropped back on him. So a lot of focus on making sure our skills are a lot better this year and moving the ball a lot quicker. So I'm hoping that'll rectify. We'll probably change the way we set up down forward.
Yep.
But we're looking to have obviously need to get on the scoreboard a bit more often to have a chance to win a few more games.
How do you use Cam this year? Forward again?
Mainly forward, but he'll have stints down back as well.
Yeah, he's got that flexibility. I'm guessing in a perfect world he plays forward. If you're sending him back, is that because you're trying to plug a hole or stop the damn wall from bursting?
Yeah, no, well, Cam will go back at the right times for us. Like if there's a certain matchup we want, if we think we can exploit with him forward, he'll go forward. He's had a fantastic preseason, Cam. He hasn't missed a session. So I know from what I gather, the last 2 years he's done bugger all because of his injuries coming out of the AFL system. Hasn't missed a beat.
Yep.
So he's flying at the moment, and I'm expecting a really improved Cam Delaney this year.
Luke hasn't had itchy feet.
No, I rang him out last week, and he was pretty sincere with a no. So much can only ask the question.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose has he got any involvement, Luke? I know he did have post playing, but has he just walked away?
So Luke's got two young children now, so hasn't got an official role this year, but he's going to come and help out the back line the odd night during the year. So he's not going to completely drop off. He's going to be there on Saturdays, and it'll definitely be a lot more of a relaxed role, but he'll come in and do a bit of work with our defenders at certain times through the year.
And will you tap into the knowledge of the dreadlocked bloke in number 32 at Geelong?
Haven't met Grine yet, but I'm sure that'll happen shortly. But
he played a role with that under-17 side last year, and a key role from what I understand.
Absolutely. I think it was an assistant coach role, and I did see him down there in the few games I went and watched. But just great to have a guy who's come out of Grovedale, gone to the Falcons, got drafted, still coming down the footy club. And, it's obviously got a bit of publicity, but I know the night that we did our jumper presentation, I saw Grine Myers walk in last year. So He doesn't have to do that stuff. So to have a guy like him come back and all our young kids can look up to, I think that's fantastic.
He's a great kid. Daniel, really appreciate you coming in and having a chat with us and looking ahead to what should be a season of building for the Grovedale Footy Club. A lot of excitement. Obviously, that under-17 flag is going to produce some cracking footballers, some at the Falcons this year, but you never know, we might see some making their senior debut in the yellow and black as well. So we wish you the very best of luck. Really appreciate you coming in and look forward to talking to you throughout season 2020.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Next in our season countdown series, catching up with Queenscliff coach Steve Clark.